Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a little bit of music news here for you. Out of NPR, 7 years after her death, Whitney Houston may be coming to a venue near you. And we'll cue up a little Whitney Houston here. The Pop Icons Estate has partnered with Bass Hologram to produce an Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston Hologram Tour. The announcement comes on the heels of a separate deal between the singer's estate and Primary Wave Publishing, which also is expected to produce a series of new projects, including a new album, a possible Broadway musical, and Vegas-style spectacle. Bass Hologram CEO Brian Becker said in a statement, "The hologram show will include master recordings of the late singer and feature a live band and backup singers." In an interview with Billboard, Becker revealed production has already started and the singer is expected to reappear before adoring fans longing to see her once again and for the first time hit the stratospheric notes in "I Will Always Love You" sometime next year. A computerized spectral apparition by Houston in the coming years expands a roster of posthumous tours by singing legends and rock stars that includes Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison.
So wait.
The band will be live.
Yeah.
The backup singers will be live, and she will appear via hologram on the stage singing her hits.
How much are you paying for that?
Not.
How much are you
paying
for
this?
Hologram Whitney.
That's weird, and I'm not paying for it. I would have loved to have seen her in concert when she was alive.
Sure.
I would have loved to have gone.
So you would hear like this version. You'd hear somebody's iPod playing Whitney Houston songs.
Can I? So this is all part of, and New York Times interviewed Whitney Houston's sister-in-law, and who is also the executor of her estate, who sort of explained that the hologram tours are a way to help promote the new projects. So,
come on.
The Broadway show and the new album and that kind of thing. Pat Houston said, "Before she passed, there was so much negativity around the name. It wasn't about the music anymore. People had forgotten how great she was."
So, there's going to be a Broadway show about her, which I get. That
makes sense.
She's one of the great voices ever.
Sure.
Hold on, let Whitney hit this here. Here you go. Everybody in your car, you know you want to sing. Yeah, Whitney was great, and I get the Broadway show. And there's also going to be a Vegas show.
Vegas show, new album?
What's the new album?
Of material that she never...
Man, you know what? Like, when Tupac died, there were like six more albums of Tupac songs.
I have a question. Did Whitney Houston write her own stuff?
I'm guessing yes and no.
I'm going to guess not. I'm going to guess she was a voice. And so it makes sense if there were things that she had written that someone else is going to sing. Or if they've got like rough tracks of when she, and then you piece all that together and you do an album out of that. I don't remember her being a writer. Michael Jackson was a writer. I don't remember Whitney Houston being a writer.
Babyface wrote 8 of her songs.
Oh, that's right.
Including I'm Your Baby Tonight.
Yep.
Let's see here. I can find all of this.
So real quick, Jeff Pizzuti, who is the CEO of iLusion, the company behind the well-received ongoing Frank Zappa tour, that hologram tour, told NPR, "Hologram tours go way beyond being just a regular show. And he insists new and old fans are eager for opportunities to spend more time with the stars they love." I got to know if anybody has been to a hologram show of a big star. I got to know what that was like. 22980 or call me real quick. 576-7798 if you've ever been to a hologram show of a big star.
On each of her solo albums... Whitney Houston always had an army of songwriters. On each of her solo albums, at least a dozen of the writing credits. This one here was written by George Merrill and Shannon Rubicam. So she had, but I mean,
the new album will be released at the end of this year or early next year. It will consist, at least in part, of outtakes from Houston's 1985 self-titled debut album. Outtakes?
What?
So it's going to be the same songs we know.
What?
But I mean, outtakes, those are goofs.
Right.
Is that what it's going to be?
I don't know about that.
I don't like the hologram thing. I'm all about, do the Broadway show. I don't know what you're going to do in a Vegas show, but do the Broadway show. So it's going to be like, oops, didn't hit that note.
I screwed up.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And then starting over.
Funny thing is, my ear wouldn't know if she screwed up. I mean, she's so great.
Right.
Even when she screws up, it's probably like better than 90% of the singers out there.
I could totally see a Broadway musical about her life.
It'd be great.
And someone else playing her.
Yeah.
Not a hologram of her, but someone else playing her. I can totally see that.
And I can see a Vegas show about her.
Maybe same idea.
You know,
just somebody playing her, someone else singing her songs, but not a hologram of her singing her songs.
Like Jennifer Hudson.
Sure.
Singing
yes.
and playing her music or something along those lines.
There you go.
Yep. Hit it, Whitney. And backward skaters and couples only.
Love you. Love you.
Who's going to see a hologram show? Like if it's
odd choices in the past too. Roy Orbison and Frank Zappa.
So $20. Starlight Theater. Would you go?
No.
Midland Theater.
No. I'm not going. I'm not paying money to see this. I missed my chance when she was alive. That stinks for me. I'm not going to the hologram show.
What about a hologram like Michael Jackson?
Is there anybody you would see a hologram show of? Anybody you would pay?
$20 I might pay. Like 20 is my limit.
No, that's too weird.
Would $20 to go see a hologram of Whitney?
No.
I'd pay $20. That's my limit.
Nope.
Because I've gone to the Michael Jackson impersonator show.
At least that's like a real person on stage
stuff. Right. I mean, this is totally Total Recall.
This is strange.
Couldn't you just play the song on your iPod and close your eyes?
Yeah, but I can't see her.
If you think hard enough.
There's no backup band and stuff.
Right.
And backup singers.
I would pay $20 to see hologram Whitney.
No.
576-7798 or text in 22980.
Who else would you see a hologram of? If anyone. Who would you pay?
You know, actually, now that I think of it, I'd probably pay $20 to see a lot of people. Like, if Michael Jackson hologram show.
No.
$20.
Weird. No, that's too bizarre.
Give me a hologram of Live Aid. Give me a hologram Queen at Live Aid. So
no.
I get the real performance in front of me. $20. Freddie Mercury's a hologram.
No, I'm sorry. Keep trying, but I think I'm...
Frank Sinatra.
No.
Performing at the Hollywood Bowl.
We have YouTube. You can YouTube all this stuff if you want.
Mark LaVoy.
If you want to see it.
Let's bring in Mark.
Sure.
I bet I know the amount of Mark's answer. Mark, would you pay $20 to go to a hologram show of Whitney Houston? Where she...
Absolutely not.
$20?
$20 is cheap. I mean, probably not, no. I mean, if the hologram got like 15 feet tall and like started to jump off the stage at you like King Kong, that would be kind of cool.
All right.
Like scare everybody really bad.
Now Mark's turning it into a Universal Studios stop.
Sure, yeah.
I would check out the new album.
I have zero interest in the new album.
Because at least that's really her.
She really did have one of the greatest voices of
ever.
All time.
Yeah. Ever. And I'd pay $20 to see her do a hologram. What about Michael Jackson?
No.
Elvis?
No, no holograms.
That's what I said. No holograms.
Yeah, but
it's recorded music.
But what if it was the Beatles with everybody?
No.
I would totally pay $20 to see a hologram show of the Beatles.
Again, we have YouTube. You can see all that in video.
I want to be there with people and the band and you know what I mean?
I will say this.
What if they got all the dead Beatles and then put Ringo back there too? McCartney's live, sort of.
Have you seen a movie in the Dolby studio, whatever, at the AMC theaters? And I think there might be some others. Dolby, there's the highest end that they have.
The real 3D Dolby, yes, I have.
But they have like the insane sound systems with a subwoofer under every single seat.
Mm-hmm.
They're wasting an opportunity here. They need to do like concert films,
yeah,
which is like rocking concert films in there. But
Am I alone? Anybody else?
Yes, you are alone.
What's the text line say?
There are a few people who say they'd pay 20 bucks for a hologram show.
You and me. We'll go together. Just a few. You and me together.
It'll only be you guys in the audience. That'll be it.
I bet you could fill. I bet if you did a hologram show of Whitney, you could sell out the Truman. You could sell out the Truman. I'm telling you right now.
People are saying they'd pay at least 50 for a hologram Prince.
Hologram Prince.
Hologram Prince.
Joe. Hologram Elvis. Hologram the Beatles. Hologram.
No, that's bizarre. No, it's weird.
Hang on hold. If you're on the hold, we'll get to you. Who would, if anybody? Because I'd go see. Because these are acts I would never. I never got a chance to see, and to see them in a hologram form, it's kind of real. Go see Pac.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.